Joe, to make that statement. Thanks so much. We're going to hand it over to your head man, Jeff Pierce, the head football coach here at Ferris State, getting ready for that game against Grand Valley. And I've got to ask, you're familiar with your website?
Yes, I am.
You realize you're rocking the mustache in your profile photo. You don't have the goatee. It's just the stash.
Got a little change.
That's outstanding. I got to be honest. That's a mustache that gets work done.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. That's fantastic.
Coach, it's been a while since I've had a chance to converse with you, but congratulations on the great start. And I want to go back to last year. I know a year that you want to forget, but it was unusual for you. You've had a lot of success here. Just a young football team, and what's the difference you've seen in this squad this year compared to last year?
Well, this is a very competitive environment, obviously, and our conference is very challenging, and you've got to be right on your A game to be able to win any game. And last year we went through our challenges, had some injuries, and we just weren't where we needed to be. And that group of guys, you know, got a little chip on their shoulder right now, and they bounced back. And, you know, we weeded a few people out that weren't committed enough into our program over the off season, and these guys came back this year on something to prove. And we made some changes, made a change with our offense and going a little different direction there. But I think bottom line is it's guys that we have a very high expectation here. And coming back this year and kind of getting things rolling back in the right direction, and it's been kind of refreshing to see, you know, what these guys have been able to do.
We're live from The Rock at Ferris State University getting ready for the Anchorbone Classic with head football coach Jeff Pierce. And, you know, normally a head coach, you would think, you know, your mission is to get your team motivated, get them focused on the game, get them ready to go. In a rivalry week like this, do you find that your job flips and you've got to kind of settle them down?
Yeah, no.
These guys know what this means.
No question about it. You know, I've been involved with this rivalry since 1974 as a student athlete, and I've been doing it 28 years as a coach. And, you know, you get into this week, like I told them Sunday night at the team meeting, if I have to worry about getting your intensity level up, we really got issues here. You know, it's a situation where you've got to get, especially us being a young football team right now, you got to get them focused on the intensity of the battle to maintain that focus. You know, to be able to play at that high level, but, you know, don't lose control of your mind when you're out there. There's going to be things happen in the football game. Obviously, Grand Valley is a very potent football team, and there's going to be things that are going to go against us at times in the football game. But it's a matter of us, you know, taking those on the chin and coming back, and we'll strike back too, you know. And this is a situation we're not going to back down from anybody, you know. And over the course of the season so far, we've been challenged. We've been behind at halftime probably most of the games. I don't keep track of stats and stuff like that, but I know what it feels like when you walk out of the locker room going like, oh boy. And these guys have been battling, and we come back at the end, and unfortunately last week we got into a little shootout and we weren't able to finish the deal at the end like we had in other games. But it's really helped us develop the character and the chemistry of the football team to go out there and go to war. And that's what we got to do on Saturday, obviously.
When I look at a game like this, you know, we had Michigan State a couple weeks ago. You always seem to focus on the defensive side of the football. You got to make stops. And your defense has been one of the major reasons you're at this point. Number one, I think, this week going in Gliak, stopping the run. You know, the Grand Valley, they can throw it, but they like to run it as well. Talk about that defense and how key they've been.
Well, the defense has really been our backbone, you know, at the beginning of the football season. And a lot of those guys are back from last year, still very young. You know, a lot of those guys will have for the next year or two in the program, but they've been put into situations where their back has been against the wall and they've responded very well, you know. So they're keeping us in the ball game, and right now we've got kind of a young offense and a new offense, and it's taking a little time for that to develop, and it continues to get better each week. And what we have to do on Saturday is to get those guys to really click, and I mean, we got to be taking advantage of every opportunity. And we've been moving the ball quite well over the course of the season, and sometimes we're not capitalizing when we get down in the red zone and things like that by making some of those football plays. When it both comes together, these guys are fun to watch.
Ferris State University, Jeff Pierce joining us this morning live from The Rock on the campus at Ferris State University. And this is one of those moments that a lot of fans wish they could be a part of, and it's probably better that it's not. Most of it's, I assume, not radio-friendly. What do you say to your team right before they take the field in a game like this?
Well, my normal speech is not something for the public because I even get the officials that stand outside the door and they're like, whoa, who do we hit, you know? This week is a little bit different. This week I'll crank it down a little bit and, you know, we'll talk a little more seriously about, you know, the intensity of the battle and, again, what I said earlier about staying focused in the battle. I mean, I remember a number of years ago down at Grand Valley playing down there and we had two 15-yard penalties on the first kickoff. You know, we were so wound for sound. We got out there and one guy took a shot at the guy out of bounds and everybody was already off the field. You know, I was like, whoa. You know, so we got too wound up at that time. I mean, these guys, you know, they take it seriously and we have a lot of pride in what we do up here. And obviously, we know Grand Valley's a very good football team right now and they've done a great job, I think, getting our conference recognized, you know, throughout the country and stuff like that. But we're excited about this opportunity.
I want to go back to something you did. And, you know, I've talked to people that have come up to games this year and said, oh, it's a different Ferris State team, you're going to like it, and the yardage they put up and everything. You said that the change in offense, and I know I believe you went with a new offensive coordinator.
That's correct.
Talk about that and what Tom Snyder, your quarterback, has done.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. First of all, Tom's in his third year in our program right now, and if you watch the development of a quarterback, you know, first year that they play, you know, they're still freshmen, you know, and if it could be done overnight, everybody would do it. And as Tom has developed into our football program, now going into year three and now next year, another year under his belt, he's really getting into his comfort zone. And he is a pretty amazing guy. I mean, he's a four-point student. I don't think he has had a B since middle school. You know, he won two state championships in wrestling in high school.
Yeah, one of those achievers.
Yeah.
I hate those guys.
I mean, he now he's in a system, I think, that is a well-thought-out system. It comes from Valdosta State at one time. Hal Mummy was the head coach at the time. And Mike Leach, who went on to Texas Tech. Chris Bowden, our offensive coordinator, worked with those guys back in Valdosta State and took that system on as he went on with his career, as they did. And they did a tremendous job, I think, of making it very user-friendly for the players, you know, to get guys in their comfort zone. You know, you can think that you know everything about football and the X's and O's, but your players got to execute it, and they got to be able to execute it very efficiently or you're not going to be successful. So I think that's something that Chris Bowden brought to the table, what I was looking for with the type of offense. He's a real good teacher within that. Our players are getting in the comfort zone with doing that. I think you're just going to see us continuing to improve as we go through the course of the year. We're making strides each week, and obviously we got to take a good step this week to be competitive, but we've had a great week of practice. These guys haven't had a down practice yet this year. You know, they've got something to prove, and this weekend is an opportunity to do that.
It's Bikita and Gray live from Ferris State University. We're at The Rock this morning, joined by head football coach Jeff Pearson. We talk with a lot of people in the National Football League at the pro level about keeping up and staying relevant. We talked with your university president, David Eisler, and, you know, the guy's been here 8 years. You've been here 16.
Yep.
I walked onto campus and immediately felt like a member of the fossil record. You know, I was this close to being motor oil. I felt that old. It's a challenge that I don't think a lot of people appreciate. 16 years of longevity as the game changes, as the players change, as their expectations change. You know, I'm sitting here and it occurs to me I've been doing this for 12 years and I'm busy on the laptop and I got the phone going off and, you know, nobody thinks anything of that anymore. As a coach, how hard is it to keep up, not just with the game itself from an X's and O's standpoint, but with your players?
Well, you're absolutely right. You've got to be willing to adjust as you go through. And the minute you think you know everything, you're wrong. You know, things keep changing. And
so you're Skyping.
There's nobody invented the game of football. Everybody borrows it, you know, from somebody else that's doing what they're doing. And the game has evolved a little bit and changed in different ways. And, you know, I have young coaches that come into the program that work for me that, you know, I'm open to suggestions all the time. You know, so that's part of it. But the other thing is kids change, you know, and you've got to adjust to that. You know, you could say, well, okay, 15, 20 years ago, I could do it this way, and I could get these guys motivated and pointed in the right direction. Well, today it doesn't work that way. You know, they're coming from different backgrounds. They're coming from different situations. Sometimes discipline is not something that they've been really held accountable to, you know, from wherever they're coming, good, bad, or whatever. And you've got to get the maximum out of the people in your program. And that's the one thing when I took over as head football coach here, it was a little bit intimidating because I'd been the defensive defensive coordinator for a number of years, and we'd already gone 3 years without losing a regular season football game. And the athletic director offered me the opportunity to take over this program at the time. And it was, you know, it was a situation where I looked in my mind and said, you know, I just got to get the maximum out of every person in this football program, and I got to surround myself with good people. And you got to flow with that, you know, and you have to make changes as you go along. I mean, I want these kids excited about playing football. And right now we've got guys, and you know, sometimes it's hard love, too. You know, you got to get on somebody's butt a little bit. And, you know, it's like a reality show here. You know, they're getting prepared to go out and take a job someday, and I got to act like your boss. And some of these things don't fly, you know. To be a minute late for weights at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's not acceptable. The door closes at 6. You know, I don't care how late you are.
Right.
Well, you got to get people to accept that. And sometimes it's a challenge because some of these kids have never had to do that in the past, you know. But it's fun. You know, you got to stay up and you got to connect with people. You know, that's the most important thing. And as they change, you got to change to make sure you can still do that.
No, we've got a guy I know is up right now and listening. He'll be on with us next. You got a message for Coach Mitchell?
No.
He's coming on the show.
Yeah, I realize that. And, you know, and he's doing a good job down there. I mean, know him a little bit, you know, from actually worked a couple summer camps with him down at Notre
Dame.
He's
crazy. Yeah. You need to know that. Yeah. He's a crazy person.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You know, that matches my personality a little bit, too. You know,
to be a coach.
He was a defensive coordinator, and I was too, you know, so that's, we kind of come from the same mold with some of those things.
I will say this, Coach, congratulations on your tenure here.
Thank you. I know your
mentor, Keith, back in the midst in Hillsdale.
Oh, yeah.
And the last thing I'll leave you with, we've got about a minute, we're up against a break, is just how good the GLIAC Conference has gotten. That's why I want people to come up and see this game. I mean, as you know, Northwood and what they've done, Hillsdale is back on the map. It is not easy to be where you're at in the GLIAC Conference. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It has really changed a lot, you know. I've watched it evolve, and I think we are the dominant conference in the country right now. And at one time, it wasn't maybe that way. But, you know, obviously there's some other good football teams around the country. But if you can survive through our conference, every Saturday you got to play. I don't care who it is. If you take anybody lightly in this conference, you're going to walk off that field very disappointed. You know, so that challenges you every Saturday. And that prepares you for what's after this and the opportunity to play in the tournament. And that's what we all want to do.
That's Ferris State head coach Jeff Pierce. We are live at the Rock on Ferris State University's campus. I've not been thrown off yet. So 7:20. I'd have lost that bet. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah.